This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, a podcast brought to you by educators worldwide. Today's guest is Sarah Dara of Programming Zone, based in Abu Dhabi. Sarah's going to talk to us about coding and why it should be introduced into the curriculum and other school subjects, including language. Over to you, Sarah.
Hello, everyone. So basically, let's start with the beginning. What does coding mean? So coding is a set of instructions to the computer. And there are different types of programming languages, high level and low level. So the low level languages are the ones which are with these binary numbers, zeros and ones, and the high level languages with the Python, Java, C#, C++. So why do we need to implement coding in other languages? It's because coding holds an important part in teaching students about resilience, critical thinking, creative thinking, problem solving. So the creative thinking, if we go for problem solving, so for example, if a child is given a problem, they need to understand what is the problem. We need to come up with a solution, which is very, very important and applicable. So when we are doing coding, the student learn how to understand the problem and then come up with the solution. It helps us to understand critical thinking, because when you are writing a program, it helps you to logically represent the steps and give instructions to the computer. It helps you to build creativity in students, because because they learn to write the programs in different ways. For example, writing a single program can be in multiple ways and in different languages. Now, it's up to the student how creatively they come up with the solution. Also, it helps you to build resilience. Resilience is something when you recover from a loss or a difficulty. So when you're writing programs, it helps you to understand and go back and check the program when you face any errors in the program, right? And how can we implement it in different languages? We need to understand that coding is just not isolated, right? So in everyday life, we're using coding in database, in hospital systems, in accounts, in businesses, in personal life to track our expenses. Studying structures in science and researches. So this is how, you know, coding is always comes in complement with other subjects. So my idea is to understand the subject better as well as coding. So the students use websites and apps for different subjects, right? English or maths, to study the puzzles. But now is the time for the students to develop those apps by themselves to understand the topic properly. So the idea is, for example, if a student is studying Python, he needs to come up with a game or a quiz using Python and implement in maths topic to combine the idea. And if you're studying history, now taking your students back to the history is difficult, right? Or inside the earth to study the layers is difficult. But using 3D environments, we're using virtual reality, you can understand these topics more easily. You can create 3D environments of the, you know, history and teach the students through those immersive glasses how does the history looks like, how does the inner structure of the earth looks like, how does the space looks like. So this is how you can use. Apart from that, one of the important aspects is using augmented reality in science structures. So for example, if you're studying, let's say, digestive system, now to understand or to visualize, we have to read long text. But if it is augmented reality based, it will be easier for the student to understand it. You can just scan the book, the augmented reality 3D model of the digestive system will appear with the labelings, with the process, how does it work, and it will help you to visualize it. When you visualize something, it's completely understandable and becomes imprinted on your memory. So it becomes way, way easier for students to understand and use the coding in the languages in a more practical way.
Okay, so what age would you suggest that we start coding with students in school?
For the coding, you should start it from age 5.
Okay,
and they can start with the block coding.
Okay, so can you give me an example of how students would incorporate coding into history? Because I've done a little coding with Python, and that is a big gap for me.
Okay, so for example, there are simple ways and there are complicated ways. So for example, the simpler will be, for example, if you're studying Python language or you're studying HTML in your computing science topic. Now, you're going to take your topic of history, you're going to create a website, showing the images, videos. Now you're, when you're studying that history, you have to search for it. Like, what is my topic? What information do I need to put it on my website? What quizzes, what questions will be? What will be the right answers? What will be the wrong answers? So you get a complete in depth of the topic of history, as well as when you're coding, you understand the coding as well.
Okay, so show me how you would use this for learning a language.
Learning a language. Now, for example, in terms of coding, or
we can, yes, in terms of coding.
Okay, so for example, when students come to me and they are learning, I would say Python again because it's one of the popular courses. So they are learning Python. Now, what I would do is they will say that, Miss, we have our science, our English homework. So what I'll tell them is, you know, for example, if it is a kind of a quiz, create a quiz about the science, the English topic you're learning. Right? Okay. Or something, maybe, you know, a kind of a website that can show your homework on a website, okay, of English topic.
Okay. And you would start with children as young as 5 years old. But what is the ideal age for students to start learning this?
It's like, I always say that it should be a language which is like English, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So English is taught us from when we are, you know, yes, really little, yeah, right? You know, you get your water, either we are from any nationality, we start teaching English from a very early age, right? So coding should be taught from year 5.
Okay.
So they can know the steps.
Yes.
The coding is like, you know, they can't type it, but they're blocks, right?
Yes.
So you can, for example, move, turn left, get points,
yes,
or something, so they can understand in depth, you know, what are the logical steps.
Okay, and what about something like mathematics? How is that taught with coding?
Okay, so for example, the calculator is a basic example.
Okay.
And if you go back to the calculator is coded, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So you can make small applications, like for example, converting kgs into grams.
Okay.
Right, centimeters into, mm-hmm, millimeters, mm-hmm, rupees into dollars, dirhams into, mm-hmm, you know, any other Canadian dollars. So this is how you can, you know, learn to create converters and mini applications, finding out the BMI of a body. Mm-hmm. So these are the small applications, you know, you can start with your child to develop.
Now, artificial intelligence is getting more invasive and it's getting bigger. And how do you see, like, coding starting at an age as young as 5 being incorporated into a development of artificial intelligence and understanding artificial intelligence?
So basically what happens is that artificial intelligence is a little bit stronger for the, mm-hmm, it should be incorporated, like initialized by when the child is grade 10, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is a little bit difficult. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, for the kids to understand what does it mean, what are the positive and negative, because it comes with a lot of impact in both ways, positive and negative. Because as you said, it's quite invasive. Mm-hmm. So the child should be mature enough to understand that, you know, why I'm going to use it, what will be the bad effects, what are going to be the good effects.
Now, I have some gender questions, mm-hmm, because you are a female coder.
Yeah.
So do you see more females or more males being attracted to coding?
Yeah,
and
actually,
why do you think it is?
I feel that females are getting more into it, mm-hmm, because the opportunity, you know, because around the world, it's not the same opportunity for the females.
Yes.
But the positive impact of the coding is that if a female is a coder, she can work from home.
Yes, yes.
And she can have, you know, ladies, they leave the jobs because they have kids. You can work at home, look at the kids, and you can work as well. So this is something really, really a mainstream line for the females.
Which is a very, very positive thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for joining us today, Sarah.
Thank you
I really
so much.
Appreciated your time. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert, on behalf of TTELT, a program of educators worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you very much.